This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Coming up, can a PhD help you win an Olympic medal? But first, the 23-day Tour de France kicked off this morning in Brest, France. While the cyclists battle the mountains, the sport itself confronts an even more formidable hurdle, doping. Recently, the glare of cycling's biggest event has proven disastrous. Floyd Landa's stirring 2006 victory was famously nullified because of performance-enhancing drugs. And last year, three riders and two full teams were ousted during the race for violations of doping regulations. This time around, the Tour is said to be wide open. But can the sport manage drama at the finish line, not just in the headlines? To find out, we turned to Andrew Hood, the European correspondent from Velo News. He joins us from Brest, France. Andrew, welcome.
Bonjour, merci.
Why is this year's tour considered so hard to predict?
Well, last year's defending champion's not here. Lance Armstrong isn't here. He won seven tours in a row and retired in 2005. Right now, the sport's in transition between a new generation coming into the sport, and plus the sport's been struggling with this whole doping issue.
I mean, I looked at the list of people who are riding, and I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, there's a lot of new names that are getting some attention this year. And the main favorite, really, on paper is Cadel Evans, who's a former mountain biker who switched over to the road scene about 6 years ago, and he's coming into this year's tour as the favorite to win. He was second last year. This year, we have almost no Americans who are going to be considered a favorite for the race for the first time in about 20 years.
Let's talk about the race. How many stages will there be, and how many mountain stages compared to other years?
This year, there's 21 stages. It's a little bit earlier with the mountains. This year, stage 60 is the summit finish and the Massif Central. The Alps are always decisive in the final week, with Alpe d'Huez, the king of the Alps stages, playing the key role in the last mountain stage.
So does that mean that the Tour favors riders who are strongest in the mountains this year?
Yeah, and also because this year there's a shorter distance of time trials, which are the one-on-one test of individual strength when the riders race against the clock. It's called the race of truth.
You know, for a number of years we've been hearing that this will be the year that the Tour has really cleaned up its doping act, and yet the scandals continue. Why can't the Tour do a better job of staying ahead of the cheaters? Can this race survive another doping scandal?
The 2006 Tour, for the first time in the race history, a rider was disqualified for doping offense with Floyd Landis. There was new drug testing introduced. People were hoping that the peloton had gotten the message that the sport was trying to clean itself up. Then last year's Tour was one of the worst ever. It really brought the race and the sports to its knees because it had lost its credibility among the media. Some of the major European media boycotted the Tour last year. German TV pulled all their cameras and went home. And everyone, all the major players, realized unless we can clean this sport up, we won't have a sport anymore. This really is a year for rebuilding the Tour, rebuilding confidence, rebuilding the trust. There's a sense that the culture has really changed. Several teams have introduced internal doping controls in the sense that riders are tested by their own team to make sure they're not doping, whereas in the past, teams would often organize the doping within the team. So that's a massive shift within the culture of cycling.
You've been watching them practice. You've been following the sport, of course. Is there another Lance Armstrong out there, maybe a baby Lance, who would make it in a couple of years or even this year?
There's one rider who everyone's calling the next major force. His name is Andy Schleck. He's a 23-year-old from Luxembourg. For an American, there's a few riders coming through the ranks that are junior riders right now. The team manager of Garmin Chipotle team said that the junior riders today in America are the best he's ever seen. So I think we'll have to wait a few more years for an American rider, but within 5 years we could see some top Americans again in the Tour.
Andrew Hood is covering this year's Tour de France for Velo News. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.